ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers.
Well, we got 8 minutes left to play in this game. Mountain Home leading West Memphis 21-12. Both teams really struggling from the floor right now. West Memphis more so than Mountain Home. Mountain Home actually did shoot a little better in that last period. A couple threes by Peyton Husky in the left corner to actually push the Mountain Home to a double-digit lead, but West Memphis cut back to single digits late in the third period on a layup by Tierra Bradley. That's the first time anyone other than Uriah Haseley had scored for West Memphis in this contest. West Memphis with the ball to start this last period. Haseley takes the inbound pass, gives it to Bradley near the free throw line. Now to Burnett. She drills to the right elbow, throws it over to Dean on the wing, up top to Bradley. Now she'll give it there to Haseley. Haseley drills to the right side. Pulled up for the three-pointer, blocked, but a foul called, and she's going to go to the line for three free throws. Emma Martin picks up her third personal foul, team foul number two here in the second half against Mountain Home. So Uriah Haseley will be at the free throw line for three shots. So far, she is 3 of 4 from the charity stripe with 10 points. We are 18 seconds into this final period. Haseley's first free throw is up and good. Haseley's second shot is up, and this one will not go. She has one more. One more chance to cut into Mount Holmes' lead. Haseley's third shot is up. She gets 2 of 3 as the third one will go in. 21-14, Mount Holmes leading it. 7:42 left to play in the game. Inbound pass goes to Anna Grace Foreman. Now to Gilbert. Mount Holmes breaks the press. Gilbert dribbles into the left wing. Now it goes down into the lane. Has the ball knocked away, stolen by West Memphis. Eighth turnover against Mountain Home. Haseley quickly back the other way, giving it to Burnett in the wing on the low block. Good. And now a timeout's going to be called by Mountain Home. We'll break with 7:26 left to play in the game as Mountain Home leads West Memphis 21-16. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Class 1.7.
This is Sally Gilbert, Market President of Arvest Bank in Mountain Home. For more than 50 years, Arvest has served our customers and the communities in which we work well. We offer a broad range of financial services that help us fulfill our mission of providing our customers with financial solutions for life. Our customers and our community are our priorities. Visit us today and see why Arvest has been voted Best Bank in the Twin Lakes area 4 years in a row. We're here for you.
Member FDIC.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided quality orthopedic care since 1983, from consultation and advanced diagnostic testing continuing through surgery, in-house therapy, and follow-up. If you're ready to reclaim the joy of life you once lived, more mobile and pain-free, Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell repair bones, joints, and muscles that work for a living and love to play. Let their experience, skill, and focus on convenient, cost-effective services for their patients put you back in motion.
Well, after Mountain Home had an 11-point lead, West Memphis has gone on a 6-0 run. They've cut the margin to 5, 21-16. Our score was 7:26 left to play in the game. And Peyton Husky looking to inbound it, and she finally gets it into Addison Yates, who will throw it to Anna Grace Foreman. Now back to Husky, as Mountain Home looks like they're going to break the press. Husky into the front court, dribbles to the right side, gives it there to Martin. And, Husky hit the ground. Now Husky takes the ball on the wing. Dribbles up towards the top. Has the ball knocked away from her. Gets it back, though. Husky drills to the right corner. Picks up her dribble. Now trying to figure out where to go. Now gives it to, tries to give it to Yates. Ball's knocked away and stolen by West Memphis. Ninth turnover against Mountain Home. Here is Burnett back the other way for the Lady Blue Devils. She'll throw it up top to Haseley, who will set up the offense. 6:45 left to play in the game. Ball goes over to Burnett on the left wing. 21-16, Mountain Home leading it. Burnett going down towards the corner, and she's going to be fouled from behind. Peyton Husky picks up her first personal foul, team foul number 3 against Mountain Home. 6:35 left to play in the game as the Lady Blue Devils will inbound it under their own basket. It will be Hazley triggering the inbound pass on the baseline. And a foul before the inbound pass. They're going to get Foreman on that? Nope, they're going to get Kate Gilbert. That's her second personal foul, team foul number four against Mountain Home. With no time, and that took no time off the clock because the inbound pass hasn't been thrown in yet. Freeman takes the inbound pass on the corner, gives it back to Hazley. Now she's going down to the lane, has the ball knocked away, stolen by Mountain Home. Ninth turnover against West Memphis. Husky will throw it to Martin, who brings it into the front court. 6:18 left in the game. Ball goes to Husky now. She has it up near the top. Gives it to Martin on the right side. Martin drilling down into the lane, going up for the layup, and no good. Should have used the glass on that one. Rebound controlled by West Memphis. Ball goes out to Hazley, who quickly back the way. She can't get the layup to go. Gets her own rebound. Can't get the putback. Ball's knocked around. Ball's still loose, and a foul's going to be called as the two teams go for the ball. They're going to get West Memphis with that one? Yes, they will. They will get Tania Burnett with her first personal foul. That's the second team foul against West Memphis here in the second half. 5:57 left to play in the game. Mountain Home gets the ball back, leading 21-16. Martin will trigger the inbound pass on the far sideline. She gets into Husky. As the ball knocked away, a foul is going to be called in the backcourt. That is Burnett's second personal foul, team foul number three against West Memphis. So that play took about 5 seconds off the clock, actually by maybe four. Husky inbounds to Martin, gives it back to Husky. She'll walk it across the timeline. Over to Martin on the right side. She'll dribble up to the top. Now looks like a 2-3 zone for West Memphis. Ball goes over to Gilbert on the left wing. Now up top to back up top to Martin. Less than 5.5 minutes left to play. Martin has yet to dribble. Now she'll throw it over to Gilbert. To Yates near the free throw line. Trying to figure out where she wants to go with it. Now she's going to dribble down to the low block. Gives it to Gilbert in the lane. Now to Foreman on the low block. And she's going to be called for the travel. Dell Leonard wanting a foul on the Mountain Home sideline. It's an argument he is not going to win. 10th turnover against Mountain Home with 5:10 left to play in the game. West Memphis gets the ball back. Mountain Home leading 21-16. Hazley will take the inbound pass, bring it into the front court for the Lady Blue Devils. Drills to the right side. Now gives it to Burnett. To Bradley up at the top near the free throw line. And now she's going to drill to the elbow. Kicks out to Burnett on the right wing. Up top to Freeman. Now Hazley has it between the circles. 4:40 left. Hazley throws it over on the left side to Dean. Now Dean will dribble down to the low block, going up for the jumper. Blocked by Mountain Home. And Aston Yates comes up with the basketball. Back come the Lady Bombers with less than 4.5 minutes. Here is Foreman taking the pass from Gilbert. Loses her footing, and she's going to be called for the travel. 11th turnover against Mountain Home with 4:21 left to play in the game. And now, before the inbound play, I believe West Memphis is going to take the timeout. They will. We will break with 4:21 left to play as Mountain Home leads West Memphis 21-16. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
As we embark on the adventure of a new year, start off in the right direction by resolving to review your investment and retirement plans. The investment and wealth management team at Integrity First Bank specializes in personal financial planning, investments, estate and trust administration, as well as small business succession planning. We can take care of you and your family with more trust and integrity. Call us today at 425-1801 to schedule a complimentary portfolio review or no obligation consult with an experienced member of our team. Happy New Year from Integrity First Bank. Investment products are not FDIC insured, without bank guarantee, and may lose value.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Now, Mount Holmes has struggled to handle the ball over the last few minutes. They've committed 11 turnovers in this game. West Memphis with 9. But right now, Mount Holmes is hanging on to a 21-16 lead with 4:21 left to play in the game. Mount Holmes has actually yet to score in this final quarter. Mountain Home had built their lead up to 21-10, but West Memphis has gone on a 6-0 run since then. Haseley takes the inbound pass, walks it into the front court, dribbles to the left wing. Now gives it to Freeman on the low block. She's going to go up and be fouled, and I believe a two-shot opportunity is coming up. That is on Anna Grace Foreman, her first personnel foul, team foul number 5 against Mountain Home. So it will be Kenya Freeman at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot is up, no good. One more free throw for Freeman. She has yet to score in this game. Second shot is up. She gets the second, 1 of 2. Her first point of the night, 21-17. Mountain on Lee with 4:09 left to play in the game. Gilbert takes the inbound pass from Husky. We'll walk it into the front court. Now throws over to Husky on the left wing. Now West Memphis is in a man-to-man, or maybe a matchup zone. Nope, it's a man-to-man. Here's Husky with it still up at the top. She drills over to the right side. Gives it there to Martin. Now Martin takes a screen for Foreman, dribbles up toward the top. Oh, gives over to Gilbert on the left wing. She's going to be fouled from behind with 3:34 left to play. Uriah Haseley picks up her third personal foul, team foul number 4 against West Memphis here in the second half. 3:34 left to play in the game. Mounts home with the ball leading by 4. Husky inbounded on the far sideline. Gets into Foreman. Now she's trying to figure out what she wants to go with it. Now finds Husky on the left wing. Husky will dribble up to the top and set up the offense. Ball goes over. Husky goes over on the right side with it. Now drills back up to the top. Takes a screen from Foreman on the left wing. Throws up top to Gilbert. Gilbert will dribble to the right side. Now throws up top to Martin. Martin will dribble to the left. Now up top to Husky. Well, right now they're just kind of playing keep away, trying to milk as much of this clock as they can. Husky dribbles to the right side, throws it up top to Gilbert. Gilbert dribbles to the left wing, throws it up top to Martin. 2:50 left. Now she's going to be fouled. Tania Burnett picks up her third personal foul. Team foul number 5 against Mountain Home. Oh, they're going to call an intentional foul. Wow. That call I did not see coming. So not only is Emma Martin going to get 2 free throws, but Mount Holmes is going to keep possession. Emma Martin so far 0-2 from the free throw line with 4 points. She misses the first one here. One more free throw for Emma Martin. Her second shot is up and good. She gets 1 of 2. She now has 5 points. And Mount Home will keep possession of it, too, with 2:48 left to play in the game. 22-17, Lady Bombers leading it. Peyton Husky will trigger the inbound pass on the far sideline, right near the Mount Home bench. And she gets in to Emma Martin, who's trying to get out of a double team. Now she's going to be, I thought they were about to call a foul, but instead Mount Home takes the timeout. We'll break with 2:45 left to play in the game. Mount Home leading West Memphis 22-17. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, ASICS, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Well, that second free throw on that intentional foul, Emma Martin shot there. That's the only point scored by Mountain Home in this final quarter. Both teams just struggling tonight overall from shooting. Mountain Home leads 22-17 with 2:45 left. Kate Gilbert inbounds it on the far sideline. Gets into Emma Martin. Now throws up top to Husky. Husky will dribble toward the right side. Now gives up top to Yates. Now she's trying to figure out where to go. Finds Husky cutting down towards the right corner. Now she'll dribble back out to the wing. Less than 2.5 minutes left to play. Mountain Home still playing keep away in this one. The Husky drills to the left side, throws up top to Gilbert. Now Gilbert has the ball knocked away from her from behind. Goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Kate Gilbert. West Memphis will get it back with 2:18 left to play. 12th turnover against the Lady Bombers. Mountain Home leading 22-17 as Lady Blue Devils will get it back. Hollins inbounds it from the near sideline to Hazley. She'll walk it across the timeline. Throws over to Burnett on the right side. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound knocked around. Finally controlled by Peyton Husky. Back comes Mountain Home. Husky quickly into the front court. Dribbles to the right side, trying to get out of a double team, and she's going to be tripped up. Well, they're not going to call it. They're just going to say the ball was knocked away, stolen by West Memphis. Hazley back the other way for the three-pointer. Good. And it's down to a two-point game. 22-20. Mountain Home leading it with 1:54 left, and now a stoppage of play. I'm not sure why. But anyways, they're going to get it started back up. Husky will trigger the inbound pass. And another steal on the inbound play by West Memphis. But the layup was blocked, and Mountain Home comes up with the basketball. And so Mountain Home catches a break there. Here's Husky throwing it to Yates. On the other way, she's dribbling down into the right wing. Now throwing it up to Martin. 1:34 left to play in the game. 22-20, Mountain Home leading it. Martin dribbles toward the right side. The ball knocked away. Gets it back, though. Now goes over to the left wing. Throws up top to Husky. 1:20 left. Now Husky will dribble to the right side. She's going to be fouled from behind. That's going to be the last foul West Memphis has to give. Kenya Freeman picks up her first personal foul, team foul number 6, against the Lady Blue Devils. The next one will put Mountain Home in the bonus. 1:16 left to play in the game. A two-point Mountain Home lead. And before the inbounds play, Mountain Home is going to take the timeout. We'll break with 1:16 left. It is Mountain Home leading West Memphis 22-20. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
This is Sally Gilbert, Market President of Arvest Bank in Mountain Home. For more than 50 years, Arvest has served our customers and the communities in which we work well. We offer a broad range of financial services that help us fulfill our mission of providing our customers with financial solutions for life. Our customers and our community are our priorities. Visit us today and see why Arvest has been voted Best Bank in the Twin Lakes area 4 years in a row. We're here for you.
Member FDIC.
As we embark on the adventure of a new year, start off in the right direction by resolving to review your investment and retirement plans. The investment and wealth management team at Integrity First Bank specializes in personal financial planning, investments, estate and trust administration, as well as small business succession planning. We can take care of you and your family with more trust and integrity. Call us today at 425-1801 to schedule a complimentary portfolio review or no obligation consult with an experienced member of our team. Happy New Year from Integrity First Bank. Investment products are not FDIC insured. Without bank guarantee, may lose value.
Mountain Home had a 21-10 lead at one point in the third quarter. Since then, West Memphis has gone on a 10-1 run. Mountain Home does lead at 22-20 with 1:16 left to play in this contest. Kate Gilbert will trigger the inbound pass on the near sideline. And she gets into Aston Yates in the backcourt. Now she gets it across the timeline. Picks up a drill, trying to figure out where to go with it. Now she's going to be called for the 5 seconds. Dell Leonard wanting a foul call on the sideline. He's not going to get it. That is the 15th turnover against the Lady Bombers. 107 left to play in the game, and West Memphis gets the ball back with a chance to either tie or take the lead on this possession. Hollins will inbound from the near sideline to Hazley. Hazley will throw it to Burnett in the near the right corner. Kicks it to Bradley on the low block. She's going up for the layup. Shot was blocked. Gets her own rebound. Goes back up with it. Shot will not go, but she draws contact, and she'll head to the free throw line with 54 seconds left. Anna Grace Foreman picks up her second personal foul. Team foul number six against Mountain Home. So both teams one foul away from earning the bonus. Tierra Bradley at the free throw line for the first time tonight. She has 2 points so far this evening. First free throw is up. Good. And she can tie it up with this second free throw. So Bradley with one last free throw attempt here. Second shot is up. No good. She gets one, two, and the rebound is controlled by Addison Yates. 1 point lead for Mountain Home with 51 seconds. Here's Kate Gilbert throwing it to Husky. Husky gets it across the timeline, dribbles to the left side, 43 seconds left. Now throws it to up top to Gilbert. Now Gilbert will dribble to the left side, near the corner. Now throws it up top to Husky, 33 seconds left. 1 point Mountain Home lead, and a foul there on Kiana Freeman. And a 1-1 coming up for the Lady Bombers with 29.7 seconds left. Kiana Freeman picks up her second personal foul, seventh team foul against West Memphis. So Peyton Husky at the free throw line, where so far she is 2 of 2 with 11 points. Husky's first free throw is up. No good. She missed the front end. Ball goes out of bounds. It was last touched by Addison Yates. And West Memphis will get it back with a chance to take the lead. 28.7 seconds left. 22-21. Lady Bombers leading it. Inbound pass will go to Hollins. Back to Hazley. Hazley dribbles toward the right side, and now West Memphis is going to take a timeout. We'll break. 24.1 seconds left to play in the game. Mountain Home leading West Memphis 22-21. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers! People often say, have a good day. But if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
So West Memphis with the ball. Mountain Home leading 22-21, 24.1 seconds left. Both teams with one timeout left. Burnett will inbound on the far sideline, gets into Hazley. We are back underway. Hazley dribbling on the right wing, now going down into toward the lane, and she's going to be fouled, and a 1-1 coming up for West Memphis with 19.6 seconds left. Emma Martin picking up her fourth personal foul. Team foul, number seven, against Mountain Home. So Hazley back at the charity stripe, where so far she is 5 of 7 from the free throw line. First free throw is up. Good. She earns a bonus. And if she gets this next one, West Memphis will have the lead for the first time in a long time. One more free throw for Araya Hazley. Second shot is up. No good. 1 of 2. She chases down her own rebound, though. Goes back up with a jumper. No good. Anna Grace Foreman with rebound. 15 seconds left. Foreman dribbles, trying to get out of the double team. And now Mount Holmes going to take the timeout. So that was the third tie of the night. We will break with 11.3 seconds left. Mountain Home and West Memphis tied at 22. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
It's your favorite thing to do, the way you de-stress and remind yourself that life is good, but now your game is slipping and it just hurts too much. At Knox Orthopedics, they've heard that story a lot, and they get it. Whatever your thing is, running, golfing, biking, fishing, the pain of joint damage or soft tissue injuries might mean giving up that fun stuff, and that's just wrong. Call the Knox Orthopedic Surgeons, Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, or Jason McConnell. They'll help you up your game.
So Mountain Home takes that timeout, and they are now out of timeouts. West Memphis still has one left. Mountain Home will inbound it in the backcourt with 11.3 seconds left. The two teams knotted up at 22 all. Mountain Home was up 21-10 at one point, and ever since in the third quarter, and ever since then, West Memphis has been on a 12-1 run. So West Memphis out on the floor. Mountain Home still getting a few instructions from Del Leonard. Now they come out on the court. So for these last 11.3 seconds, here we go. Yates will trigger the inbound pass on the near sideline. Looking for somewhere where to inbound it to. And she finally gets it into Martin, who will throw it to Gilbert. 9 seconds left. Gilbert dribbles into the lane, going up for the layup. Her basket's no good, but draws contact with 5.5 seconds left. She'll hit to the free throw line. That foul is on Cortesia Hollins. That's her first personal foul, team foul number 8 against West Memphis. So Kate Gilbert at the free throw line, where so far she's 1 of 2 with 1 point. She gets the first one here, and Mountain Home goes back on top. One more free throw coming up for Gilbert. Gilbert's second shot is up. Good! And now West Memphis is going to take their last timeout. We'll break with 5.5 seconds left. Mountain Home leading West Memphis 24-22. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
As we embark on the adventure of a new year, start off in the right direction by resolving to review your investment and retirement plans. The investment and wealth management team at Integrity First Bank specializes in personal financial planning, investments, estate and trust administration, as well as small business succession planning. We can take care of you and your family with more trust and integrity. Call us today at 425-1801 to schedule a complimentary portfolio review or no obligation consult with an experienced member of our team. Happy New Year from Integrity First Bank. Investment products are not FDIC insured. Without bank guarantee, and they lose value.
So with those two free throws that Kate Gilbert just hit, Mountain Home goes back on top with 5.5 seconds left. It is the Lady Bombers leading West Memphis 24-22. West Memphis still in the huddle, both teams in the huddle after West Memphis calls timeout. Both teams are now out of timeouts here for regulation. If the game goes into overtime, each team will get one more timeout during that extra four-minute period. So Mountain Home getting ready to come out onto the floor. Yeah, there's the second buzzer. Both teams are going to have to come out pretty soon. Otherwise, the official may end up putting the ball on the floor and start counting 5 seconds. Now both teams do come out on the court. It will be Kenya Freeman triggering the inbound pass. West Memphis does have to go the length of the floor. Gets into Hazley. Hazley dribbling into the front court. Loses the handle of the ball. 2 seconds. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by West Memphis. Mountain Home will get it with 0.2 seconds left. That's not enough time for anyone to do a catch and shoot. Mountain Home's going to win this game. Yates will trigger the inbound pass. Gets into Martin, and that's going to do it. So Mountain Home did what they need to at the end. Kate Gilbert got her free throws, and Mountain Home will get the two-point victory, our final score tonight. Mountain Home defeats West Memphis 24-22. We'll check our final numbers in a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, ASICS, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.